This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I'm going to get to your emails and stuff this hour. We'll talk about many things, about whatever's on your mind. We're still going to tackle all the fraud stuff, whatever. Who knows what may be coming, including a concerning story from ICE. I'll put it to you that way. All that and more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now let's get to these emails, because I promised them to you. Jesse, if you have inroads to the people in charge, from my standpoint, the security is subpar. All right, so I'm going to lay something, a couple things out for you that you may not know. And I don't know that what I'm about to say is going to make you feel better, but it is an explanation, and it might make you feel better. The security situation. Here is what happened and where it happened, and I'm going to make it bigger from here, because obviously we're going to have to take security seriously as long as violent communists are out there. This White House Correspondents' Dinner, it takes place at the Hilton in Washington, D.C. That's not important. It takes place at a hotel, okay? Takes place at a hotel. Now, the good news is, I don't know if you'll take it as good news. You know what? I'm just going to stop qualifying as good or bad. Here's the truth. All hotels, the big ones, you've been in hotels like this. You've probably stayed in hotels like this. A physically large hotel makes money by renting out its big banquet rooms. Companies will have banquets. You know, there'll be sales banquets. Politicians will have banquets. It brings in a lot of money to the hotel. Very common thing. I didn't inform you of anything you don't know. This hotel is no different. Where's the security? Well, the hotel's not going to be checking the luggage of anybody checking into the hotel, because you can stay at the hotel without being someone physically attending the banquet. Is that a lapse in security? Maybe. But here's what, maybe you're saying, well, they should from now on check everyone's bags. If you go to Hilton, or anybody, I'm not calling out Hilton, if you go to a major hotel chain and you tell them, everybody who tries to check into your, I don't know how much it costs, $300 a night hotel room, we are going to rifle through their bags before they go to the room. That hotel chain is simply going to tell you, take your banquet elsewhere. We can't do that. Our guests are never, I'm not going to ask my guests to do that. The answer is no. So that in and of itself is a problem. Does that reinforce Trump's whole point about how we need a banquet hall? You know, what the new ballroom he's building? Yes, it does, but that we'll get to that in a moment. Now, how did the gunman get in? He didn't get in. I have been at events, more than one event, where Trump was in attendance. No, I've never met him. I don't know. I'm not saying that. Just at various things where Trump was speaking. There are layers to the security at these events. Could you walk in the door of that hotel with a weapon? Probably. What was the security like to walk in and get through the first level of security? From my understanding, it was virtually non-existent. Non-existent at all. Non-existent to the point where you could show them something on your phone that looked like a ticket and they would say, yeah, go on through. Pause. I'm not saying that's all the security there was. That was the first layer. Don't freak out just yet, although what I'm about to say may make it worse. From there, at the Hilton that night, and I've been in this situation before, then you get to the real security. What is the real security? You have to go down to the basement in that hotel. In fact, last time I was in an event where Trump was, you had to go to the basement. But they're funneling every person down into the basement where you will have to do the whole metal detector thing. If you're a lady, undoubtedly, there will be limits on the size of the bag you can even bring in. And no matter what size your purse is, they're going to go through it. They're going to open it up. They're going to comb through it. From there, if your goal was to sneak a weapon to kill Trump or Vance or somebody, to sneak a weapon into the dinner itself, that would have been very, very difficult to do. However, I just used a word that I hope stood out to you. Sneak. If your intention was to sneak a weapon into there and try to assassinate Trump, that was not going to work. Metal detectors were going to get you. They were going to frisk you. That was not going to work. But, and I got this from Lydia Moynihan with the New York Post, because she was there. She experienced the whole thing, hiding under the tables and everything else. And I got this from her point blank. I want to make sure she gets credit for it. She told me in no uncertain terms, I couldn't have snuck anything through. But if, in fact, I'll tell you this. This is the question I asked her. Okay, so one random Caltech engineering nerd couldn't get the job done, got busted, got arrested, ruined his life. I said, Lydia, if this was three or four guys with a moderate level of training, how close was this security checkpoint, and do you think they could have gotten through it, three or four guys? And she laughed. She said, oh, easily. Easily. Three or four guys is not a lot of guys. Three or four guys pull out their weapons, pop, pop, pop. Security personnel are dead or wounded, and they're inside of the room where the president, the vice president, cabinet secretaries sit. It was right next door. The security that we had there, you know what it is, you know what the truth is, because I'm not calling people out right now. I'll get to that in a moment. But you know what the truth is? The security for the White House Correspondents' Dinner was completely adequate for 1990 America. It doesn't work when communists operate this way now. I hate that. I hate that we need a bulletproof ballroom. I hate that we're going to have freaking Green Berets guarding these kinds of events. But the truth is, we have a way too old mindset, old America mindset, when it comes to how dangerous things are now. Three or four gunmen with a moderate level of training, and they're in that room. Do they get Trump or somebody like that? I don't know about that. You know they're getting somebody. They're getting someone. They're going to get some people. The security is not adequate. And I'm all for the ballroom. I'm all for the bulletproof. I'm all for the amping up of security. But I will again come back to the point I made last hour and a point I will continue to make. If you have a bomber plane that is dropping bombs on your city, yes, you can shoot it out of the sky. But there's going to be another one. And the reason there's going to be another one is the bomb-making factory, it's still in existence. It's still making new bomber planes every single day. So you can try to shoot one out, and I got this one, and hopefully we get the next one. And oh no, that one got through. We can play this game where did we stop the assassin? We almost stopped the assassin. We kind of stopped them. Hopefully we get the next one. Or we can go to the institutions. We can go to the bomb-making factory and raise it to the ground. And after you do that, then you don't have to give speeches surrounded by bulletproof glass. We have to burn down the funding system, the organization system, the institutions that produce assassins, not just the university system. Trump touched on it a little bit.
Southern lawyers financing the KKK and lots of other radical, terrible groups. And Then they go out and they say, oh, we've got to stop the KKK. And yet they give them hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars.
They were right.
It's a total scam run by the Democrats. It shows.
There is a funding network in place creating these people. We have to go after that. All else, we're just trying to bide our time until they actually get one. You hear this? This is Jay Clayton, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Kate, at bottom, and these are allegations, but at bottom, the allegations are that this organization was creating hate in order to expand their mission of combating hate. If that's going on, and it is, it's going on in America. It's going on through organizations like that. It's also going on with foreign actors funding these types of organizations because they want us to fight with each other.
Part of taking down the communist institutions that produce the communist assassins is going to have to be cutting off the overseas money in a much more aggressive way. All right, we're moving on. We'll talk about other things, Congress things, other stuff. Next, hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Email us your love, your hate, your death threats. Hey, Jesse, you're always saying that losing the country is a process, not an event. But it's feeling more and more like losing the House, Senate, and the White House in 2028 will make it an event. Nowhere near enough people understand what time it is or how far down the revolutionary road we are. They have now tried to kill the president three times in the last 3 months. Their voters, friends, teachers, cheer, justify, and deny the assassinations. They disregard the law in courtrooms and use the courts to obstruct regardless of the law. They all deny elections. They don't win. Meanwhile, after the third attempt on his life, Trump runs to 60 Minutes to do an interview. We are cooked. I used to think we still had time. I don't think that anymore. And I don't think the American people will wake up in time before it's 2028. 2028 is a long ways away. A long ways away. You are right in your assessment that we are a ways down the revolutionary road. This is not the 1960s anymore. It's not the 1990s anymore. Part of the reason, as I expressed earlier, part of the reason communists have become so rabid over the last 10 years is not Donald Trump, who is an unbelievably moderate Republican. People act as if he's some far right-wing dictator or something like that. He's an unbelievable middle-of-the-road guy. You are far to the right of Donald Trump. Why have they freaked out then and acted like he's Hitler, he's Nazi, he's whatever? Because they thought, after 8 years of Obama, they had it. They had it. And we were done. Remember that? Jewish producer Chris reminded me of it earlier when James Carville came out and said after Obama got elected, I think he might have even written a book on it, and said Democrats are going to be in power now for 40 years. The American communists thought, it's ours now. We have it all. Donald Trump comes down an escalator, runs for president. People like certain things, don't like certain things. But Donald Trump walks into the White House. And the communists, maybe they thought their revolution was at step 9 of 10. Now they think Donald Trump maybe put them back to 8 or 7. Well, in their minds, this can never happen again. This is why during Trump's first presidency, this is why they pushed all their chips to the center of the table and broke every law, every norm. Wherever they had power, it was all in all the time. We have to stop him now. We have to stop him now. That we're operating with a certain level of desperation because they felt like it was almost in their grasp and Donald Trump screwed it up. And if we could just get rid of him, then we can finally finish it off for good. We are far down the communist revolutionary road. However, if I can push back on how you're feeling, we on the right, we are the as I've explained, we are the only worldwide group that is opposing communism. The American right is pretty much the only group in the world with significant structural power to oppose communism. We are developing teeth we did not have before. We are getting rid of loser senators like Tom Tillis and Mitch McConnell. Some of these old guard weenie Republican types, they're retiring. They're losing. John Cornyn's about to lose a primary. These old loser types who have screwed us over are going away. They're being replaced with Eric Schmidt types out of Missouri. We are developing teeth. Donald Trump himself. Oh, but he's backing off this, or he's not as good on that. He's given interviews of 60 Minutes. Okay, all that's fair. Trump was always a fairly moderate businessman with some Republican leanings. As much as you may have pretended in your mind for the last 10 years that he was some hardcore anti-communist who was going to smash communism in this country forever, that's not fair to even put on him. He never even claimed to be that guy. He's a fairly middle-of-the-road dude. You ask why Donald Trump goes on 60 Minutes? Donald Trump still wants to have a nice interview on 60 Minutes because Donald Trump grew up watching 60 Minutes. He wants them to say something nice about him. Okay, fine, you don't like that. I get it. The next guy won't. The next guy will go to war with 60 Minutes. We are getting better. It takes time. Yes, look, hey, midterms are potentially very rough. You heard John Conrad speak a little bit earlier on that it doesn't sound like this Strait of Hormuz business is going to be wrapped up. We're at kind of an impasse right now. Donald Trump doesn't want to send in the troops, which I understand and I applaud him for. He doesn't want any more dead troops. He does not want to send in the troops. Iran thinks they can kind of wait us out. The economic pain, the prices will continue to go up as long as the blockade is in effect. We're kind of at an impasse here that is going to destroy us politically in the midterms. Now, no matter how you feel about it, it will. Don't care. Well, it shouldn't. Stop with that. A lot of things shouldn't happen. I would never vote Democrat because of all this, but normies will. It's going to kill us in the midterms. It's going to be politically a disaster. Okay. That's not 2028. This stuff, no matter where it goes, is going to be wrapped up and resolved by 2028. Who knows what kind of weird freak Democrats are going to nominate. If it does turn out, and I don't know this yet, to be J.D. Vance, has proven to be very sharp, very, very capable. I'm not ready to say all is lost. If we don't get things wrapped up soon in Iran and get gas prices back down, the midterms are most definitely lost. But that's not all. We'll keep marching on. It'll hurt. Look, it's going to hurt, but that's life. Pure Talk's wonderful. I love having companies that hire American. Now, let me give you this. I talked to you about Pure Talk and led by a Vietnam veteran, patriotic and all those things. How much do you pay a month for your cell service? Did you know with Pure Talk, you get unlimited high-speed data? $34.99 a month. Unlimited high-speed data on their 5G network, $34.99 a month. And you'll deal with an American who speaks English. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It is easy to switch to Pure Talk. You are going to love yourself for it. Your wallet will love you for it. All right, we'll get to some more of these. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. All right, let's get back to him. I promised you I would and I will. Yo, Bronco, I was watching the live static feed on CNN before and during the shooting. A while after, all seemed to be okay. A big guy gets up, just standing there, looks down at his dinner and sits down and starts eating his dinner. I thought the guy was probably hungry and paid for the tickets. Good for him. You would probably finish your dinner too. I'm going to eat my dinner and I'm going to go around and eat everyone else's who already bailed. And if you're, what, Chris, what? Chris said that food probably sucks. So I did get some more nerdy details you probably don't care about, but here it is. You probably had heard, or maybe you heard, that they were going to serve filet mignon and Maine lobster. Of course, you know, all these fancy people there, they're going to eat well. The shooting happened before any of the main courses arrived. All anybody had was salad and some kind of crappy appetizer. Chris, the appetizer had peas in it. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Anyway, some crappy appetizer. So not only are you there and there's a shooting, which ruins the whole night, then you're starving. They're clearly going to prioritize removing the important people from the room first. That's not you. It's not me. It's going to be Trump and Vance and Rubio and all these guys. So we're sitting there at the tables, starving. They're also going to keep the building locked down for a long time where you're starving to death. I 100% would go around and just, I would just start eating. Of course I would. Well, not salads specifically, Chris. You know what I learned as a kid? You eat the croutons off the salad. The croutons are delicious. You could just have a big old plate of croutons if you just bounced around. And you could even duck under the table. There'd be some woman under there hysterical. You'd be like, hey, you can eat your salad. And she's not gonna want her salad. You know she's not. Hey, Jesse. I'm in domestic manufacturing with many components. You know what? Actually, I want to read one more thing before I get to this one. So this guy says this. I wonder how awful we'd all feel if we just let Iran build nuclear bombs that went unfettered, never went in and did anything, and then, just as they've been promising for decades, they totally nuke and obliterate the nation of Israel, our good ally on all these years, and then possibly start firing rockets at our American coast. To me, that is the only argument that needs to be made for going into Iran, like Trump has, and ensuring they don't do that. When people complain about the war, that's what I think about. I think they need to remember the lessons of the past, such as how we sat back for a long time when Hitler took over Europe and threatened the rest of it. I don't want to wait until we're directly attacked or our allies are directly attacked. I want to be smarter this time. In this day and age, I'm glad Trump is doing it. Thanks for listening. This is coming from a 20-year Air Force veteran, so I guess I'll be tempered with a little bit of that feeling. Oh, well, this is what we've been training for all these years. And you know what's wrong with this? Not a thing. If you feel this way about all this Iran stuff, I can't tell you you're wrong. Nobody can tell you you're wrong. Remember, for the war, against the war, think it's dumb, whatever. You are not a subject. You are a free citizen, and you are perfectly allowed to feel any way you want, especially about things as complicated as foreign policy and the future being so uncertain. You might be 100% right. He didn't say I can say his name, so I won't. But this guy might be 100% right that maybe Iran was about to get a nuclear weapon this time and they were about to nuke Israel off the planet and then start launching missiles in America. I can't. What am I supposed to do? Tell him he's wrong? I don't know that. I don't have any idea about that. My only point when I've been talking about this whole thing is this, and in fact, this is the email I was going to read. This is what I want to drive home. Jesse, I'm in domestic manufacturing with many components tied to oil prices and freight. I can't begin to explain the amount of price increases over the last 2 months due to the conflict in Iran. I have not seen this since COVID, and I can't see how it reverses, even if oil comes back. These types of prices tend to go up, but not down. I'm talking 10 to 20%, which has to be passed along. I'm fighting the good fight and trying to keep ours down below 4%, but others have not. If we thought inflation was bad in February and March, the numbers are going to be staggering in the coming months. I don't know how the White House can reverse this considering the path we're on. Any thoughts? Didn't say I can say his name, and so I will not. My thoughts are quite simply this. I just can't say it any more directly than this. I don't whatever, however you feel about the Iran action Trump decided to do, for it or against it, Donald Trump was put into the White House because of the economy and immigration. The economy and immigration, I'm not going to read all the polls to you again. It was number one and two, and the third place thing was a distant third place. Normies voted for Donald Trump because they were tired of their communities being overrun with foreigners and they couldn't afford things anymore. Donald Trump is going to make my life more affordable. Donald Trump is going to make it so I can finally find a job. Donald Trump is going to make it so my daughter can find a job. Those are the two reasons Donald Trump is in the White House. Not your pet issues or my pet issues. If you ask my wife, I voted for him for the healthy food. Great, baby. Really happy for you. That's not at all why he's in the White House. It's a part of the coalition. Me? He's more pro-life than Dome by a mile. Guess what? Too bad. So sad, Jesse. That's not why Donald Trump is in the White House. It was not a significant issue. If Donald Trump is seen to be the cause of a price increase leading into an election, we are going to get demolished. But he had to. You might be right. But I still support him anyway. Good, good, good. I'm not arguing that at all. I am only talking politically. That is a five-alarm fire. Donald Trump knows this. By the way, the ceasefire, it expired again, didn't it? And then after it expired, remember they came out, I think it was Friday maybe? Thursday or Friday last week, they said, okay, well, look, we're going to give them a couple more days to figure things out. Okay. It's been a couple more days. Bombs still aren't dropping, are they? Why do you think that is? Because Donald Trump knows everything I just said is true. I didn't just inform him of a thing. The White House understands it is a political nuclear bomb if Donald Trump is seen to be the cause of rising prices heading into a midterm election. And your arguments why that's not important, why he had to, but are going to fall unbelievably flat to the guy who can't afford the grocery bill anymore. It's just a fact. It's just fact. We must get this thing wrapped up. And now we're looking at headlines like UN Maritime Agency rejects the Hormuz tolls. Iran, knowing what card they have to play, Iran's still out there trying to demand a toll to pass through the strait. They don't seem like they're ready to give up control of the strait. Now we're kind of stuck. I'm sorry. It's kind of stuck. All right. I'll do some more of these in a moment. Before I do some more of these, let me do you a solid. Because you're in pain. You have some sort of ache and pain that nags at you. It used to be my shoulder, my right shoulder. I'd wake up in the middle of the night. It would hurt. I'd be walking or going for a run, and my shoulder would just start to ache me. Relief Factor works, I'm telling you right now. First-hand experience, I'm telling you it works. This is drug-free. I don't want you taking drugs, even the legal kind. This is 100% drug-free, a unique formula of natural ingredients that support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors, and it works. You take it every day. The longer you take it, the better it works. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. I want you to call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Just try it for 3 weeks and see what it can do for you, okay? 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday. Monday. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I should let Trump roll. I certainly think after yet another assassination attempt, He's deserved to have his say. Here's in the entirety of his 60-minute segments that I grabbed for you.
Southern Laws financing the KKK and lots of other radical, terrible groups. And then they go out and they say, oh, we've got to stop the KKK. And yet they give them hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars.
They were
it's a total scam run by the Democrats. It shows you that, like Charlottesville was all funded by the Southern Law. That was a Southern Law deal, too. And it was done to make me look bad, and it turned out to be a total fake. It basically was a rigged election. This was a part of the rigging of the election.
This is part of the institutional structure I was discussing earlier that has to be dismantled. Grabbing one guy off the street does nothing. Tear down the institution, the guys stop coming. He also tore her apart for this pedophile question.
He appears to reference a motive in it. He writes this, quote, administration officials, they are targets. And he also wrote this, I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. What's your reaction
to
that?
Well, I was waiting for you to read that because I knew you would, because you're horrible people, horrible people. Yeah, he did write that. I'm not a rapist. I didn't rape anybody.
Do you think he was referring to you?
Excuse me. I'm not a pedophile. You read that crap from some sick person. You should be ashamed of yourself reading that because I'm not any of those things.
Mr. President,
and
these
I was
are
never,
the
excuse
gunman's
me,
words.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be reading that on 60 Minutes. You're a disgrace. But go ahead. Let's finish the interview.
They were the gunman's words because they are the words of the communist power structure in this country.
The President of the United States is a rapist.
We will not let a racist, rapist, fascist.
The guy is a convicted felon or convicted rapist. He's a pedophile. He's the worst human being in the world. If we're relying on this guy's morality for the most powerful country in the world, then we're all in a lot of trouble.
There's highly disturbing allegations of Donald Trump raping children, of Donald Trump threatening to kill children.
Then some crazy animal in California believes it, grabs a gun, goes and tries to act on it. The world of make-believe the communists trap their cult followers in is unbelievably damaging to the human psyche. It breaks them emotionally. It breaks them mentally. These people, you can read it if you go read this guy's manifesto. These people start to believe they are foot soldiers in a great cause, and they act on that, and it's horrible. Jesse, regarding the correspondence dinner events, do you think it'll be strange that there were no anti-Trump demonstrators at the Hilton for the correspondence events? No, there were. There were outside as well. Again, remember, in the wake of all these things, there's a lot of bad information that gets spread around online. Take it all with a grain of salt and digest it until the facts come out. Jesse, it's Peter from Long Island. President Trump is not a rental car. He's a bright, shiny new Cadillac and with all the options that you will never see again. No one will sacrifice their lives like he has for the good of the country. Vance and Rubio are great, but when their lives and the lives of their families are on the line, they will cave. President Trump is one of a kind. We'll never see another like him for a long time. Look, Trump is very unique, and he is one of a kind. Also, that's completely ridiculous. There's going to be plenty of anti-communist leaders that come after Trump. When you get somebody like Trump who fills up the stage the way he does, it's easy to convince yourself he's the last shot we have. There'll never be another. That's not true at all. That's not how it works. That's not at all how it works. You hear this? Listen to this.
That ICE officers were told to stop entering homes without a judicial warrant and to refrain from making arrests during immigration court proceedings. According to this NBC News report, it comes amid those big changes you might have heard about at DHS recently. That includes the ouster of former Secretary Kristi Noem last month, as well as the resignation of acting ICE.
So we dumped the leadership at DHS. We brought in Mark Wayne Mullen, and we're backing off of things. We are not going to attack and destroy the communist institutions in this country if we remain afraid of communists running operations against our side. We very clearly are way, way too conscious of these communist ops. We don't either don't understand what they're doing, or we do understand and we're too afraid of it. But backing off deportations, listen, the right needs a win. If you're not going to give them the SAVE Act, you better give them deportations if we are about to see prices go up more. And it looks like we are. You better give people a reason to get to the polls. You better give them deportations en masse, as promised, or they will not understand, I promise you. And I do not understand why you wouldn't have LifeLock. It completely blows me away. There is so much danger online because your information is everywhere now. Every website you go to, every time you're on a website and you start putting in your information, your name, your address, your this, your that, that information is vulnerable to people who are looking for it, and there are huge criminal networks looking for it as we speak. They want to get your information, they want to take out loans in your name, and they want to destroy you, and LifeLock will help you. They will monitor it all for you, let you know if there's a problem, and if they end up getting you, LifeLock will fix it. If you become the victim, they have a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist who will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Join now. You save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code Jesse. Don't be just flapping in the breeze out there with no protection at all. LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse, or call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. Terms apply.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Trump SBA, that would be Small Business Association, refers $22 billion in suspected Biden-era COVID loan fraud to the Treasury for collection. Good grief, the entire Biden era was just one gigantic theft ring. It's unbelievable. Watch this North Carolina guy wreck his car inside of a Topgolf course after urinating in the parking lot. Sorry, I thought this was America. Would-be UFO whistleblower died of an accidental drug overdose after agreeing to testify to Congress. Well, that's certainly not suspicious. Florida unveils redistricting proposal netting four GOP seats. All Ron DeSantis does is sit down there in Florida and land win after win after win for our side. Marco Rubio puts America-hating visa holders on notice. I love that we're taking away the visas of anti-American scum. We will be back tomorrow. Do it again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.